voanews.com.
This is VOA News by remote, Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday that the COVID-19 pandemic is far from over, and he urged equitable access to vaccines. During a news conference, he said he believed the right political and will and incentives would help end the pandemic. British government regulators authorized another coronavirus vaccine for use amid concerns about rising COVID-19 cases. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says the single-dose vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson has met the expected standards of safety, quality and effectiveness. The regulator says the vaccine developed by J&J subsidiary Janssen has been shown to be 67% effective overall in preventing COVID-19 infection and 85% effective in preventing severe disease or hospitalization. It can be stored at refrigerated temperatures, making it ideal for distribution to places such as care homes. The green light takes the number of vaccines in Britain's armory to four. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden started the Memorial Day weekend by visiting a rock climbing gym in the Northern Virginia state as it lifted all COVID-19 distancing and capacity restrictions at private businesses, and much of the nation pushes toward a great sense of normalcy. Biden sought to use the stop to celebrate progress made as the country looks to turn the corner on the coronavirus pandemic. And he later traveled to Joint Base Langley-Eustis to thank troops for their services after beginning with an emotional remembrance of his late son, Beau. Biden acknowledged the unheralded sacrifices that service members and their families make. This is VOA News. Travel costs are among the highest in years. Even so, people are still getting out and about this Memorial Day holiday weekend in the U.S., AP's Tim McGuire.
As states end pandemic restrictions, AAA expects a 60% increase in people traveling 50 miles or more over the holiday weekend over last year. Even with the cost of air travel jumping, more than 2 million passengers will fly on the busiest day of the weekend, the most in more than a year. At Dulles Airport outside Washington, veteran flyer Gregory Fyth says people have to check their tempers along with their luggage.
You have to have patience. And it is what it is, and travel's coming back, which is great. But again, you have to be kind. You have to have respect for your fellow traveler.
The airlines say domestic leisure travel is back to where it was before the pandemic. I'm Tim McGuire.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has met in Sochi with his Belarusian counterpart for talks on forging closer ties amid Minsk's bruising showdown with the European Union over the forced diversion of a passenger jet to arrest a dissident journalist. The Belarusian president, Alexander Lukashenko, finds himself increasingly isolated after flight controllers told the crew of a Ryanair plane to land in Minsk Sunday because of a bomb threat. No bomb was found, but journalist Roman Protasevich was arrested. EU leaders called it air piracy and barred Belarus's airline from the bloc's airspace and airports. The dispute has pushed Lukashenko, who has relentlessly stifled dissent, even closer to Moscow. The head of the World Health Organization acknowledged the UN Health Agency's response to sexual abuse allegations involving employees who worked in Congo during an Ebola outbreak was slow. The WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus used that term during closed-door meetings last week, following an Associated Press investigation that found senior WHO management knew of multiple cases of alleged sexual misconduct in the African country. Nearly 50 countries issued a joint statement Friday expressing their deep concerns about the WHO's handling of sexual abuse. Alluding to the AP's recent story, several countries said they expected to see swifter action by the agency. The U.S. White House says that it believes U.S. government agencies largely fended off the latest cyber espionage onslaught that was blamed on Russia's intelligence operatives, saying that the spear phishing campaign should not further damage relations with Moscow ahead of next month's planned presidential summit. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.